Americans United for Separation of Church and State has given La Crosse County until mid-June to address complaints against the Salvation Army homeless shelter in La Crosse. A letter from the group questions whether the contractual agreement between the county and the shelter is violating the separation of church and state. Gerald Huber is the Human Services Director of La Crosse County. He says the contract is strictly for shelter services and requires that recipients would not have to participate in religious practices. He says the complaints originate from a few concerned community members.
Yeah, I think it's a legitimate concern. The issues that we feel in the context of the county is that we have to protect the very vulnerable citizens that we have in the community. And I stress the fact that if we didn't have a shelter facility, we would have to build a much larger jail to accommodate people or have many more people in the context of foster care or institutional placement.
Huber says the county is in contact with a national group and will continue to make sure there are no violations of their agreement with the Salvation Army. Major Curtis Hartley says the Salvation Army in La Crosse doesn't force religion on anyone staying at the shelter.
And if someone did bring that kind of concern to my staff or to me, we would certainly look into it, but it would really baffle us because, as I said, it's not at all what we do here.
Hartley says the $50,000 a year La Crosse County pays to homeless shelter for services goes to make sure there are enough beds for people to sleep in. The money is not used for programming. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.